Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Breaking
up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.
Hey, whoa.
Good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday, the beginning of the week, and we're still celebrating Black History Month, year, date, life, whatever. It's always Black History. And because we're short and sweet today, and we're going to do Cross Country Connect from Las Vegas. I'm going to put this in real quick because I need to bring my friend in and let her tell us what's happening. Remember that we never give in to our negativity. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. Proceed as the mighty fierce lion with any undertaking that you take. But keep a smiling face as bright as the sun, no matter what. Remember, we can make the impossible possible. And I'll share this with you. Real optimism should not be confused with a carefree outlook on life. One which we just forfeit responsibility for our own lives. The person undefeated by misfortune, poverty, insult, and vocation. The person who can bounce back from every adversity and say, what? That was nothing. The person who marches on toward hope through sheer force or will. The person is a true optimist. So we're true optimists out here. You know, I believe in unity without harmony creates no peace. But unification with action creates victory. And today we're doing Cross Country Connect. I have my friend, Kamisha, from Las Vegas. She's going to come on. She's been on with us before. But, you know, it really pays to be kind to people, to connect with people, to reach out for people, and never, ever forget about anyone, because when you need them, they're there to assist and support you, and we appreciate her. Kamisha from Las Vegas, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, ma'am. Miss
hey.
Linda, how are you doing?
Oh, Kamisha, I'm wonderful. Thank you. I said I need to
yes,
see
you
my
are.
Kamisha.
You always are.
Oh, well, thank you. You see, that's why I stay and connect. I need to hear those type of things, you know, as often as I can. How are you? You sound great. How is Las Vegas, Nevada treating you, and what's going on there? Please share with us.
Oh, wow. Well, Las Vegas, we are trying to get back to normal.
Okay.
You know, this is the new normal, as it is for everybody. You know, more and more casinos are opening up. People are starting to go out a little bit more. You know, there's still a lot of restrictions, but it almost feels normal.
Okay.
Or at least what has been normal for the past year.
Okay. Are they masked or is it? I know. I mean, it's like safety being. Because I haven't even thought about coming in. You know, I get into casinos. I like to get in there and stay and stay at that table and watch. I'm a people watcher. So what are they doing as far as safety precautions and things of that nature, extra steps that are being taken? Well, what are you seeing?
Yes, you have to be masked when you're in public anywhere, pretty much. The only exception would be like bars or restaurants. You have to come in with the mask, but once you're seated and eating, you can take the mask off. But even if you just have to get up and go to the bathroom, you have to put the mask on to go to the bathroom, then you come back to your table and you can take it off. But yes, everything that's public, we're fully masked all the time.
Oh, my goodness. It's just like I cannot even fathom. You know, I go in and I do what I have to do and I come right back in. I'm getting a little bit better. I got 4 pairs of tennis shoes over here. I'm going to walk every day, and they still have their tags on it. You know, I miss walking with you. You remember how we used to take those walks and, you know, count the blocks and stuff. I even bought a fitness watch. I wanted her to tell me to get up and take 10 more steps, Linda, get up, get up, get up. So I haven't really set it up yet for her to talk to me. If it's too complicated, you know it's going to go back, right? I just want to push that button and get busy. I don't have time to to deal with all the technology.
I am the same.
Okay. But everything is like, you know, my family, you know, I have part of my family is there. I think they're somewhere in, is it Henderson, Nevada? Where is Henderson?
Yes.
They're
Henderson
up,
is east.
Okay. So they're east, and you know the Texans
east
was down there
slipping
around on that ice. That was a totally different ordeal. That was like the experience of a lifetime. But they're fine. I was doing a check-in
Everybody's okay?
Oh, yeah. They're fine.
I'm glad to hear that.
It was housing and moving around like nomads, but, you know, they're moving back. Of course, it looks like nothing had ever happened there. You know, that weather. One thing they say about Houston weather, if you don't like it, just wait 20 minutes, it's going to change. But at this, with this big freeze in last week, it did not change. It was an ordeal because most people had never seen anything like that before. And persons were saying, snow chains and snow ties. I said, I don't even know how to put a snow chain on a tie. We don't deal with that. Northern Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, it snows. You know, it can get extremely cold there. It snows in Dallas and Fort Worth, but very seldom. Maybe every 20 years will you see snow on the ground in Houston, and it'll last a day, and then it's gone. But this was a bit different, so everybody pulled through it, and, of course, I'm running the command post, screaming on the phone, get up, get out of there. When the lights go out there, move on to the next place. Do not let me have to slide in there with all my toboggan down the 10 freeway and come in there and get you guys. You know, baby. But it was very different. But I'm so glad to hear from you. We were going to do Atlanta. You know, I'd like to go to Atlanta, Tennessee. So I said, let me hit Las Vegas. And I know you're busy crazy there. But for you to come on and share on Mondays, we go short and sweet. You know, just to get it out there. And since it's, you know, Black History, a lot of things have been going on, you know, with all the changes and stuff. But, like, it's Black History Month is every day for what we have to do. How are you guys doing with your vaccines and setups there? That's another thing I wanted to find out about.
Oh, this seems like there's testing points almost on every block. It feels like that.
Okay.
But Yeah, the vaccines I hear are getting out fairly slowly, like just for essential workers and elderly. So I have some friends that have gotten some shots already.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, we still don't have a lot available, but that's what they're doing now.
So, but everybody's, it's been kind of crazy here because people, you know, they have a lot of hubs and things that are opening, but I get calls, a lot of individuals, you know, trying to get appointments and stuff, and then with the delay for the vaccines coming in for the weather, that's going to be a setback too. So it's crazy. I mean, there's places here. They Dodger Stadium closed down. They reopened again, but it's like it's happening, but it's happening slow. And if you're blessed to get a slot, you're okay. And I find out that when they set up the slots and information for, you know, the areas that's kind of like hard to get to or hard to, then persons come in from other areas and take up those slots. So I says, oh, no, we got to get out there and fix that, okay? No. What's your zip code? What's your address? You don't live north of this street. You're going to have to go back in your own territory. So it's just a lot of stuff, you know. And then, you know, listening, if you don't listen to the news or you don't, you can't listen to everybody because then you'll be totally confused in the head. So I sort of like stick with the science and stick, even though you they'll confuse you too. But you have to sit down and really listen, pay attention to see what's going on. You can't rely on your neighbor, your cousin, or whatever, because everybody has mixed emotions about this stuff. But wanted to. You know, well, don't do that. And, you know, when different cultures of people have different phobias about different things, and it's kind of hard. But you have to just say, you know what, the air you breathe, and if you take aspirin, you don't know what's in that, so what you waiting on, okay? Even with myself, you know, I'm leery. I don't like to take a bare aspirin, okay? If somebody say I overdosed off some prescription drugs, you know what to tell them because I don't deal.
I'm coming investigating.
That's right, because Ms. Linda don't like to take a bare aspirin, okay? If it's not a strawberry, a raspberry, or a smooth, or a smoothie, or something, you know, yeah, I have a thing about it. But we all have to do what we have to do to get this stuff out the way. And the elections are coming up. This year I was not on the ballot. I decided to pull back, but I have a lot of friends that are, you know, running for different tickets, and I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me, and I'm saying, okay, once you get up to Sacramento, if you need me, call me up, because I'm still learning. I'm still learning the process. Mm-hmm. But I also, I'm very, very interested because there's some changes that need to be made. And in order to make those changes, you have to take those seats and sit at the table. Yeah, I say put some carrots in the stew pot. But Las Vegas, you know, each state works differently. Las Vegas is totally different. Well, each state carries its own thing, but Las Vegas is, you guys don't pay taxes or anything there, do you?
It's not taxes. Yet. That's not probably going to change.
Okay.
I have a feeling with, you know, all the devastation that COVID has brought to the state, that state tax might come up soon. They're estimating it's going to take years for the economy to recover here.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, usually when I come into Nevada, you know how I do. I go in by cowgirl boots and just hang out at the pool. I'm going to have to come in there when it opens up and hopefully bump your elbow. I miss you to death. I totally miss you. Are you performing? Are you into your musical trend? Or what's happening with you?
Well, nothing like that's happening now. There's no, that's the crushing part. There's no entertainment happening. Some bars, some restaurants.
Okay. But that's very true.
No entertainment.
Wow.
That's a little rough, yeah.
Wow, that's
crazy.
Although
I still find many ways to amuse myself.
You're doing what, Kamisha?
I find ways to amuse myself, I haven't noticed. Yes.
I know you do. I know. I check out some things, some events. You know how people post out and they're interested in this. I'll check out. I say, yep, she's still interested in that. Bad stuff. I miss you. I miss you. I think about, I can't remember the ladies' place that we would go to on Lincoln. Whenever I find myself dropping, I think about the wonderful food and the wonderful people.
Yes, Rena at the Kathmandu.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Let me write that down.
We did have some wonderful adventures, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, just exciting things. They were all spiritual, educational, mind, body, and spirit type stuff that we all need to get involved in. It'll come back. I've kind of grown over here. I've been working. I do a webinar lecture. I'm working with Antioch University. And I've done a four-part series on purpose, so I just completed that. And so I'll be going
up. Is that
going
to run again? Because I missed it the first time.
Okay, well, there is one May. I'll send you the information. I think it's March 13th. That this man is Don Miguel Ruiz, okay?
Of course.
He is the author of the Mastery of Self. I think that's his latest book. They will be having a five-hour symposium, and he's the head speaker, and it's about, mindfulness and wellness, and he will be the head speaker. There will be breakout rooms, and I'll carry a breakout room on purpose, okay? But I'll send you a link. March 13th, I think it starts at 9 o'clock, but it's for 5 hours, and it's going to be a good one because that is going into the mindfulness department. So I've been being the producer, the programmer, the makeup person, the set director.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I have to do it because I'm doing it from home, okay? So I call it Studio A. And it was so funny because, I'm used to having that face beat professionally and calling the makeup person, but I couldn't do that with the COVID. So I had to really sit back and say, you better find that eyebrow pencil and get busy, okay? And it really was exciting to me. It was a little stretch because you have to always do things that frighten you. That's how you get past them. And now I'm I have my little backdrops and stuff and make sure my lighting is right. I said Studio A got it going on.
I love it.
I'll have to send you some backdrops. And so it's been very interesting. I keep in touch with Atlanta. They'll be coming on probably next week, a week after next. Of course, I'm always coming to Vegas first. The Texans Kamisha, it was very hard for me to be in the state of California for Christmas. Very hard. Because, is my time. So I didn't know what to
do.
So I set up the computer and I set up the studio and I did a video for every family household in Texas. It took me about 4 hours. And I gave them all their holiday greetings and I'll send you the main one with everybody listed. And it was the funniest thing. I got through it. That was the only thing that pulled me through because it was extremely hard. And
I know that you look forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was extremely hard. But, we have to do that. And then I knew that I wasn't by myself, because there was other people, out there feeling the same way. So I could not fall into the toilet with it. I couldn't go, woe is me. I had to flip the script and get creative. And I'll send you that also. It was, pretty interesting. So when you say that no entertainment is going on within the casinos and the restaurants, and I'm saying this to say, but Kamisha, you got that computer and you got that microphone, and your voice you can sit on the stool and do a show, okay? So don't let me have to come up in there and exercise my skills with you. I'm just putting some thought out there because you are a phenomenal singer. Phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
And whenever I say, I love Nina Simone. I mean, just like Nina is my girl. But whenever every time I listen to Nina or Sarah Vaughan, because you can go into many directions. So I'm just putting it out there on this cross country connect because I just like to do that. And you know we're about caring and sharing, and for you to come on. But you know how Miss Linda is over here; she always gonna light them logs, okay? So the video and the microphone and the boom box and get busy and send me one. Sing me my favorite song, whichever one you want to do, and then just send it to me and let's do what we have to do. I am so glad that you are doing well there. You left me here by myself.
I
know you are. You're happy. You left me here by myself.
I know. I can't wait till this is over so I can come visit. I miss home, don't I? I know you do.
We all do. But, you know, one thing I like about this pandemic, what I find that what it is created, you know, people are really finding out how creative they can be, number one.
Yes.
And also we're
Absolutely.
Being kinder to each other. You know, people are taking, putting that kindness out there. It's all about kindness and love.
Do you notice that? That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I've noticed that so much, but
okay.
I'm glad that's happening.
I see it, you know, because I kind of like go deep past the surface. And I see the change and recognize the change, not with everyone, but it also have you reflecting back on yourself, you know, to be mindful
Definitely.
Of that before you strike out or something that you would normally do. Take a couple of deep breaths because you don't know what that other person is going through. So I see some kindness. I still see some ugly. Okay, but the kind overrules the ugly because the reason
we want
why
to amplify that.
Yeah, you want to, and it really, really makes you think. So, like we always say, I always say changing that poison into medicine, okay, is it can be poison, but it can turn off into medicine, and we always have to resolve to be the sun no matter what. It's kind of hard at times because we all, you know, a tree can be strong, but, you know, if it's left alone and unattended or unnurtured, it can cook to the side also. So, you know, I always try to put that out there, check on people. But you know me, I reach out. I've sent 152 whatever's out, and that's just my way of reaching out, and it pays off. Look, I mean, this is years and years here. You're in another state, but yet I can call on you, and you're here to share and care with the listeners and let them know how important it is to care about each other, to share, to be concerned, and to take our time for others, and we appreciate that because I know you're a busy lady.
Somehow, even in a pandemic, yes, I find my ways to be busy.
We're going to have to talk on that privately because I need to get some, I need a report, okay, because I can just imagine, okay? I can just imagine,
yeah.
But you know, since we don't believe in running naked in the neighborhood, we can't tell everybody, but I will be back and forth. As a matter of fact, once the show is over, I'm going to send you some information, and I'll send you a video. I'll get that to you and get the information to you for the March 13 event. That's going to be an exciting event. Yeah, 5 hours of goodness.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it'll be 5 hours.
And you're producing it. I think that's wonderful.
No, I'm going to do a breakout. I'll have a breakout area. They're going to use purpose. My subject is one of the breakout rooms. So
Oh.
Yes. So there'll be several breakout rooms. you know, because for a symposium that long, people have to, you know, sign up and go different places. So I have to sort of like revamp it and restructure it a little bit, because I go with the who, the what, the how, and the when, a purpose. And, yeah, it's a different kind of program. And persons look and they say, well, you know, I never thought of it that way. Well, yeah, that's what it is. You know, we always say we're standing in our purpose. You're not standing in your purpose. You're on your way to it, okay? Okay? And it's a process. It's a journey. And some of us will be here to see it. You don't know what it is until after it's done. Okay? Purpose is not something you're doing. Purpose is something you have done. Like, take, for instance, Martin Luther King, John Lewis, see, they stood their purpose and they did it. We might not even be here to see it. But you want to leave it. You leave it as the legacy. Yeah, purpose is it's kind of tricky, but it's interesting. And, of course, you know, I always have to bring that humor there. I can't be too darn serious. I'm not a psychologist, not a book club. So I like to sign homework. People do homework. They come back. I love participation. So I'll send you the information, and if you could join in, you will not be sorry. And you don't have to come to purpose. It's going to be so many other workshops. I don't know if they'll have it where people can go in and out, okay, because of the virtual setup. But I know normally, you know, when there's a symposiums done, you can go from area to area if you choose. So I don't really know what the setup is on that end, but I'm pretty excited about it, and I'd love to have you join us. Okay?
Yes. It was so good to talk to you, as always.
Okay. Well, Kamisha, on that note, you know, like I go short and sweet, you know, I go jibber, jibber, jabber, jabber, but I'm just laughing over here because I'm hearing that voice, and I cannot wait to get a report on what you've been doing in the private end of it, okay? Because I know that it's been exciting. And what would you like to say to us? How was the weather? I'm going to have to check out in a minute because it's short and sweet. So give us a last word to be mindful of, and we love you.
Oh, thank you, and I love you too. Just, you know, I guess what's mostly on my mind these days is just being in gratitude for what I have in my life. You know, I kind of had a bit of a challenging day today, and I kind of got my feelings about some stuff, and, you know, you start to question things. And, you know, I was going to a downhill spiral kind of fast, which is unusual for me these days. I'm very much in a high vibration always. But today I kind of was letting stuff get to me a bit. And
so what
I had
did you do to pull yourself up? What did you do? Give us that word that we need to use, because we're going to have to time out. What did you do to come out that funk?
It was the gratitude. I had
gratitude.
To, instead of focusing on what's not working, I was thankful for all the beautiful things that are, and life has been beautiful, even during this pandemic. So I have nothing to complain about.
Okay. Well, you know what? On that note, Kamisha, I'm going to tell you what Neosha always said. She said, don't focus on what's wrong. Focus on the strong. And that is what I'm hearing coming from you with placing the gratitude back there to be able to see it, recognize it, and after you go through it, you can also recognize it in others and take them out. And on that note, Kamisha, we going to say thank you. We love you. Cross Country Connect, Las Vegas, Nevada. I can't wait. Love you, love you, love you. Have a great evening.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready,
girl?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We share and care with love all through the land.